This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Summertime in the Umpqua Valley on a Tuesday means people are already getting ready for music on the half shell. Kelly Leonard down there at the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg Stewart Park. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kyle. And you're right, people are getting ready. Blankets are kind of drifting in a little bit, and we're starting to see a little patchwork there. But more importantly, we have had a horde of volunteers down here early in the morning setting up of hospitality tents and the food areas and all the things that you see done when you get down here and sit on the beautiful Umpqua River. And speaking of volunteers, I had the pleasure this morning. I'm joined with not only a volunteer to help set up, but one of Half Shell's committee members, Jay Caron. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Jay, tell us, how long have you been on the committee?
I'm looking at my third year now.
And you're volunteering, so what's your job on the committee?
I am part of the sponsor committee, so gaining the money that helps make all this possible from our great donors here.
Got it, and that's so important to us. And you have a special thing. It's kind of a family affair. Your wife is here as well.
Yes, she takes care of all the wineries and collecting the wines that are poured for the band and the sponsors that come each week.
So we're very fortunate. We've got Jane Cher Curran with us here and a lot of great committee members and volunteers, Kyle. So
well,
it's going to be another great night.
You mean it doesn't just magically happen?
It does. We wave a magic wand and it just kind of shows up.
Yeah,
so there are lots of volunteers going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people come to these events and they don't really think about what goes into them. The fact that they're going to be at a concert tonight at 7, but that you folks are down there at 8 in the morning already.
You know what? That's good news. We want it to look as if it's effortless and these people just come down and enjoy it. They're supposed to be here with their blankets and listening to music and with their families and sitting next to friends and eating some great food by our food vendors up top. And as you said, enjoying some great music. And we've got great music tonight. We've got Paul McDonald and the Morning Does. And you might recognize that name. Paul McDonald has been with us before a couple years ago.
Yeah, and he was on American Idol back in 2011.
That's right. He's a face and a voice that's well known, and he is a guy that does a lot of stage time. So he gets, I think he's learned from feedback over the years. If you listen to his sound, he's got a kind of a raspy, bluesy, rock and roll, you know, it's a lot of people think he's one of the best people we've had.
Yeah, boy, it'll be a good concert tonight. Perfect weather in the mid-80s.
Yeah, it will be. So we're looking forward to people coming down. Like I said, if you haven't done so already, get that blanket out of the closet. If you have never been to a Music on the Half Shell show, tonight is your night. Come on down. There's lots of parking over by the ball field, and it's an easy 5-minute walk from there down, and there's lots of room. Even if you get here a little bit late, somebody's going to move over and make room for you.
Yeah, and you know, for a lot of people out in the Hillcrest area in particular, a good opportunity to just walk over to the park.
We do. We see a lot of people walking over, and you see them walking home at night, of course. It really is a much easier if you can do that and save some of the traffic at the end.
Yeah, definitely.
But like I said, just it's very easy. We've got a great thing going on here. Just a mere 34 years. And Kyle, as I've said many a time before, we're still charging the same admission.
Which is?
Free. We don't charge a single thing. Now, I would love to tell you that it's a free concert, but as you just heard Jay a moment ago, he starts. Jay, when do you start the fundraising?
As soon as this year's over.
Yeah, their fundraising committee starts up in February or before that?
Before that.
Before that, and they start contacting people. And luckily, we've got a lot of people who see Half Shell as an important part of this community.
Yeah, a lot of them need to know about it for their budgets before the end of the year. So
right.
It starts early on.
So we're very fortunate. We've got people like Jay and a great sponsor committee that goes out and meets with people and convinces them that Haskell is the right place to write their check.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting to see the impact this series has had on the area, with Roseburg being right on I-5 and picking up folks from all over, you know, the Southern Willamette Valley, the Rogue Valley, over to Coos Bay and more.
It's very common to meet people who come over, as you said, from Coos Bay or up from Medford, you know, just coming in and enjoying that. Not only that, I think, you know, Half Shell gets credit for spawning a lot of other music venues in the area. You know, there's a, as you well know, Kyle, there's a lot of music that goes on in the Umpqua Valley in the summertime.
Yeah, and it's amazing as well that, you know, you've been over 30 years been able to do this, and it keeps on working. I mean, it was a formula that some communities have done it and not had success, but you've had people that have stuck with it for a long time, and it continues to just be wildly successful.
You're right. We've got a lot of committee members. A lot of the some of the originators have been here, you know, since the get-go. But we're very fortunate. We've got great new committee members like Jay and his wife Sherry, who've joined us, that are going to take this thing into the next couple decades.
All right. So that is ahead tonight. But you've got several more concerts after that.
We do. You know, we're not done yet. We'll be going into August on Tuesday nights. If you're not familiar with us, I would tell people to go to Half Shell, one word, halfshell.org. You can see the lineup. You can see, as Jay was talking about, all the sponsors that we've got, some pictures from the years, a lot of the artists that we've had from years past. So go to halfshell.org, and you'll be able to get all the information you need. Plus, if you want to be a donor, that's a great place to do it.
Yeah. All right. It's happening tonight. Nichols Band Show at Stewart Park, 7 o'clock. Anything else people should know?
No, just bring your blanket, bring your appetite, bring your smile, get ready to meet some new people and hear some great music. You'll probably see Jay floating around, still working from early in the morning to late at night with his wife, Sherry, and all of our great committee members. So come on down. If you see a committee member, thank them and say hi to them.
All right, Kelly Leonard at Nichols Band Shell there for music on the Half Shell, 8:39 in the morning report.